Hey, would you bow your head with me as we just invite the Lord into this time? Father, I thank you for this group that's gathered together on this evening. We've been able to share, Lord, some food together and some fun together and some fellowship, Lord. We ask that, Lord, you would be amongst us. Your Spirit would be hovering on this body, on this group, Lord, bringing closeness, bringing understanding, bringing, Lord, an attitude of gratitude to each one of us during this season. So bless this time, Lord. Bless the worship. Bless the word. Bless communion, Lord God. Thank you for this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you grab your Bible, stand up with me, and we are going to read Psalm 139 together. Psalm 136, excuse me. The first 9 verses or so. So if you have a King James Bible, read really loud. If you don't, then try to follow along. So Psalm 136, verse 1. Read just along with me. Let's fill this gym sanctuary with the Word of God. Verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of gods, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endures forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endures forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endures forever. What a beautiful psalm. We have so much to give thanks for. Walking around Grant's Pass, walking around the woods, I was reminded of this psalm because it talks about creation and how you can see God in creation, see His mercy and what He's allowed us to be a part of. Wonderful psalm. Give thanks. I'm going to invite Jim Sitter. If you guys don't know what the Sitter part of this is, it's Jim Sitter. He's going to lead us in some worship, a couple of his special songs. So while he's coming up here with Megan Skudstat, would you guys greet 4 people and tell them Happy Thanksgiving? Yeah, give them a big warm welcome.
Just going to worship the Lord. Let's stand.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Call upon His name, call upon His name. Oh, give thanks, oh, give thanks, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name, call upon His name, make known His deeds upon the people. Call upon His name, call upon His name. Call upon His name, make known His
time. Oh, give thanks. Oh, oh, give thanks. Oh, oh, give thanks. Oh, oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Amen. You can have a seat. And man, I am thankful to be here. This is a very thankful Thanksgiving for me. It's just awesome to see you guys again. So, oh, you guys are so sweet. So let's just thank the Lord tonight.
Lord, I'm so thankful.
Lord, I'm so thankful.
Lord, I'm so thankful to you. Lord, I'm so thankful. Lord, I'm so thankful to you. You came and you died. You came, gave your life for me. Lord, I'm so thankful. So thankful,
Lord, I'm so thankful,
Lord, I'm so thankful to you, 'cause
you came
and you died,
you came,
gave your life for me.
Father, that's why we're so thankful. That's why we're thankful for anything, Lord, because it's your death for our sin that's given us forgiveness and the hope of heaven that makes anything worthwhile on this earth. But it's so worthwhile, Lord, because you're here among us. So we thank you for your presence here tonight. And thank you that we get to enjoy you together, Lord. You're so awesome, so kind to us. So just thank you, Lord, for this time. One more time, let's sing, Lord, I'm so thankful.
Lord, I'm so thankful.
If you would grab your Bibles one more time and open up very quickly to Matthew 26. You guys can stay up here if you want. Starting in verse 26. Matthew 26. Verse 26. The last Supper, the night before Jesus would go to the cross. And it says in verse 26 that as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. The ordinance, the tradition, whatever you want to say, of communion was instated right here by Jesus Christ. He took the bread, he broke it, he took the cup. And it says here that he gave thanks for it. That word thanks in the Greek is the word Eucharisto, from where many churches get the term they use for communion, the Eucharist, the celebration of the broken body, the spent blood of our Savior, Eucharist. It's a Greek word that literally means gratitude. He gave gratitude for communion. What is gratitude? What is gratitude, if you were to ask yourself, what does it mean to have an attitude of gratitude? I believe there are three states that we can be in, three frames of mind that we can be in. The first frame of mind is ingratitude, ungratefulness. What's that? It's when your expectations are not met. You might call it disappointment. You have a certain expectation. When that expectation is not met, you're ungrateful. It might be you're watching a late night infomercial that says for five low payments of $19.99, you can get these fat burner pills. And in 20 minutes, you'll lose 20 pounds. If you pay for it, if you buy it, you're going to find you're disappointed. You don't have gratitude. You're not grateful for the money spent. Or like I've seen some of them, it will ask you the question, not completely satisfied with your income. Now, who is completely satisfied with their income? Except for Mark and Bucky and Glenn, the pastors here. Who is completely satisfied? If you're not, send away. You can make $5,000 a day working from your own home. If you get into that, you'll find you'll become disappointed, ungrateful. That's the first state of mind. When expectations are not met. The second state of mind, it's the good state of mind. It's when your expectations are met. When, hey, I got a fair deal here. Hey, I paid for it. I like what I got. It met what I expected. This is great. That's a good state of mind. But then there's the third state of mind. Gratitude. Gratitude is the state of mind where your expectations are exceeded. Not just met. They are exceeded. And that's the word that is used here for communion. Expectations being exceeded. That's what Jesus said when he said, I give, in verse 27, he took the cup and he gave thanks. Expectations are exceeded. And I believe there's no better example of expectations being exceeded than at the table, with communion, with the cup, with the broken body. We're saved, no doubt, by the work of the cross, which is what communion is. It reminds us of what Jesus did for us, the work on the cross. But there's so much more that comes with that. Not only are we saved, but we have a safe place to go when we die called heaven. But here on earth, Jesus would say, I want you to have life, and I want you to have it more abundantly. Not just life. I want it to exceed your wildest dreams. Not just life, but the Bible tells us that we've been given gifts, Romans chapter 12, Ephesians chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 3. He's given us gifts as well. We get fruit in our lives because of the work of the Holy Spirit through us. Love, peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. We get that as well. It exceeds your expectation. Paul would put it this way in 1 Corinthians 2:9. He would say, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it hasn't even entered into your heart the exceeding things God wants to do with those that love him. He uses the word exceeding. It's going to blow your mind. He would say almost the same thing in Ephesians 3:20. He would say, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you could ever ask or think, unto him be the glory. He would write in chapter 1 of that same book. He would write, oh, he would pray for those people at Ephesus. He would say, oh, that you might know the Father of our Lord Jesus, that he might give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the riches of his inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. That's what God wants for us. He wants us to have blessed lives. He wants us to have the Eucharist. Our expectations exceeded. And so this night, we get to really focus on that. That's going to be the primary thing we do tonight. I'm finished up here. Now, we're going to dim the lights so no one can see your kids acting up. We're going to dim the lights a little bit so you can grab communion. You can go out here in the hallway if you want. Jim Sitter is going to be leading in worship. You can sit and worship for a while. When you feel led, grab communion with your family. Go out in the hallway. Go back in the cafeteria if you want. Use these little, wherever they are, little tables if you like. Kneel down at those if you want to. And take communion and have a Eucharist. Be reminded of how much you have to be thankful for. Go around with your family. Have your kids say something they're thankful for. It'll work in you an attitude of gratitude. And you'll be reminded of how good God's been to you. That's what we want to do tonight. So Jim's going to worship for 25 minutes or so. As you feel led, go grab communion. Take it with your family. Be blessed. Be reminded of how good God's been to you on this Thanksgiving Eve. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm forgiven, because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I am alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all.
My heart,
that I love you, pour out my heart. Say that I need you, pour out my heart. Say that I'm thankful, pour out my heart. Say that you're wonderful. Say that you're wonderful. In the safety of this place. Longing to pour out my heart, say that I love you, pour out my heart, say that I need you, pour out my heart, say that I'm thankful, pour out my heart, say that you're wonderful, pour out my heart. Now I'm living every day. Jesus, your love takes my breath away. 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 And I will declare the beauty of the Lord. Nothing compares to the beauty of the Lord. Jesus, your love, it takes my breath away. And now I'm living every day for the beauty of the Lord. Jesus, your love, it takes my breath away. And now I'm living every day for the beauty of the Lord. Beauty of the Lord.
Would you grab the hand, if you can, of the person next to you? Stretch across the aisles, if that's possible. Get a little exercise. Work off those soup calories. And we're just going to, as a body of believers, pray together. Father, I thank you for this evening where we've been able to feed our bodies with soup and bread. We've been able to feed our minds, Lord, with worshiping you, what we were created to do. And we've also been able to feed our souls, our spirits, the deepest part of us, by partaking in the Eucharist, your body and your blood. And I pray, Lord, that we would go out from this sanctuary tonight as fed believers, strengthened, Lord, empowered, enabled, Lord, to do the work that you've called us to, empowered to be the believers that we desire to believe, Lord. I pray that this week, Lord, this month, this next year, that we would be a body of believers that understands what it means to be full of gratitude, satisfied with you, the only one that can satisfy. So bless us, Lord. Continue to weave and unite us as a body, using us for your kingdom here in Grants Pass and India and wherever else you would call us, Lord. We thank you for the gifts, the talents, the abilities that you've given this body. And we pray that you would use us powerfully and greatly. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's sing one final song and we'll go.
I will celebrate, I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord. I will sing to Him a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord. I will sing to Him a new song. I will praise you, for you have triumphed victoriously. I will praise you, for you have triumphed victoriously. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to Him a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, I will sing to Him a new song.
I will praise you.
I will praise you, for you have triumphed gloriously. I will praise you, for you have triumphed gloriously. I will praise you, for you have triumphed gloriously.
Amen.
Thank you guys. I pray that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Would you give a big applause for Jim Sitter? And we'll see the few, the proud, tomorrow morning. Mud Bowl football. So see you there. God bless you. Have a great Thanksgiving.